2 Chronicles chapter 1. And Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and Yahweh his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. So Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses the servant of Yahweh had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kirjath-jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezaleel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of Yahweh, and Solomon and the congregation sought unto it. And Solomon went up there to the brazen altar before Yahweh, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night did God appear to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said to God, "You have shown great mercy to David my father, and have made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Yahweh God, let your promise to David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this your people that is so great?" And God said to Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches, wealth, or honour, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet have asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honour, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall there any after you have the like." Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price, and they fetched up and brought forth out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and so brought they out horses for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria by their means. 2 Chronicles chapter 2. And Solomon determined to build a house for the name of Yahweh, and a house for his kingdom. And Solomon numbered 70,000 men to bear burdens, and 80,000 to hew in the mountain, and 3,600 to oversee them. And Solomon sent to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, "As you did deal with David my father, and did send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build a house to the name of Yahweh my God, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts of Yahweh our God. This is an ordinance for ever to Israel. And the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. But who is able to build him a house, seeing the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then, that I should build him a house, save only to burn sacrifice before him? Send me now therefore a man skilful to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in iron, and in purple, and crimson, and blue, and that has skill to engrave with the skilful men that are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David my father did provide." Send me also cedar trees, fir trees, and algum trees out of Lebanon, for I know that your servants are skilled to cut timber in Lebanon, and, behold, my servants shall be with your servants. Even to prepare me timber in abundance for the house which I am about to build shall be wonderfully great. And behold, I will give to your servants the hewers that cut timber 20,000 measures of beaten wheat, and 20,000 measures of barley, and 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil. Then Hiram the king of Tyre answered in writing which he sent to Solomon, because Yahweh has loved his people, he has made you king over them. Hiram said moreover, blessed be Yahweh God of Israel that made heaven and earth, who has given to David the king a wise son, endued with prudence and understanding, that might build a house for Yahweh and a house for his kingdom. And now I have sent a cunning man endued with understanding of Hiram my father's, the son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold and in silver, in brass, in iron, in stone, and in timber, in purple, in blue, and in fine linen, and in crimson, also to engrave any manner of engraving, and to find out every device which shall be put to him with your skillful men, and with the skillful men of my lord David your father. Now therefore the wheat and the barley, the oil and the wine which my lord has spoken of, let him send to his servants. And we will cut wood out of Lebanon as much as you shall need, and we will bring it to you in floats by sea to Joppa, and you shall carry it up to Jerusalem. And Solomon numbered all the strangers that were in the land of Israel, after the numbering with which David his father had numbered them, and they were found 153,600. And he set 70,000 of them to be bearers of burdens, and 80,000 to be hewers in the mountain, and 3,600 overseers to set the people to work. 2 Chronicles chapter 3. Then Solomon began to build the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where Yahweh appeared to David his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the things wherein Solomon was instructed for the building of the house of God. The length by cubits after the first measure was 70 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. And the porch that was in the front of the house, the length of it was according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the height was 120. And he overlaid it within with pure gold. And the greater house he panelled with fir tree, which he overlaid with fine gold, and set thereon palm trees and chains. And he garnished the house with precious stones for beauty, and the gold was gold of Parvaim. He overlaid also the house, the beams, the posts, and the walls thereof, and the doors thereof, with gold, and engraved cherubims on the walls. And he made the most holy house, the length whereof was according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. And the weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold, and he overlaid the upper chambers with gold. And in the most holy house he made 2 cherubims of image work, and overlaid them with gold. And the wings of the cherubims were 20 cubits long, one wing of the one cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was likewise 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. And one wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was 5 cubits also, joining to the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubims spread themselves forth 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet, and their faces were inward. And he made the veil of blue and purple and crimson and fine linen, and put cherubims thereon. Also he made before the house 2 pillars of 30 and 5 cubits high, and the capital that was on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. And he made chains as in the oracle, and put them on the heads of the pillars, and made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the chains. And he reared up the pillars before the temple, one on the right hand and the other on the left, and called the name of that on the right hand Jachin, and the name of that on the left Boaz. Second Chronicles chapter 4. Moreover, he made an altar of brass, 20 cubits the length thereof, and 20 cubits the breadth thereof, and 10 cubits the height thereof. Also he made a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round completely, and 5 cubits the height thereof, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under it was the likeness of oxen which did compass it round about, 10 in a cubit compassing the sea round about. 2 rows of oxen were cast when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their back parts were inward. And the thickness of it was a hand breadth, and the brim of it like the work of the brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies, and it received and held 3,000 baths. He made also 10 lavers, and put 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left, to wash in them such things as they offered for the burnt offering, they washed in them, but the sea was for the priests to wash in. And he made 10 candlesticks of gold according to their form, and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. He made also 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priests and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid the doors of them with brass. And he set the sea on the right side of the east end over against the south. And Hiram made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. And Hiram finished the work that he was to make for King Solomon for the house of God, to know the 2 pillars and the pommels and the capitals which were on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 wreaths to cover the 2 pommels of the capitals which were on the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates on the 2 wreaths, 2 rows of pomegranates on each wreath to cover the 2 pommels of the capitals which were upon the pillars. He made also bases, and lavers made he upon the bases, 1 sea and 12 oxen under it. The pots also, and the shovels, and the meat hooks, and all their instruments, did Hiram his father make for King Solomon, for the house of Yahweh of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zeredathar. Thus Solomon made all these vessels in great abundance, for the weight of the brass could not be found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that were for the house of God, the golden altar also, and the tables whereon the showbread was set. Moreover, the candlesticks with their lamps, that they should burn after the manner before the oracle of pure gold. And the flowers and the lamps and the tongs made he of gold, and that perfect gold. And the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold. And the entry of the house, the inner doors thereof for the most holy place, and the doors of the house of the temple were of gold. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of Yahweh was finished, and Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold, and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is Zion. Therefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast which was in the 7th month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And they brought up the ark, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, these did the priests and the Levites bring up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of Yahweh to its place, to the oracle of the house, into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen outside. And there it is unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb, when Yahweh made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests had come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course, also the Levites which were the singers, all of them Asaph of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking Yahweh, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures for ever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of Yahweh, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of Yahweh had filled the house of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Then said Solomon, "Yahweh has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness, but I have built a house of habitation for you, and a place for your dwelling for ever." And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, "Blessed be Yahweh God of Israel, who has done with his hands, who has with his hands fulfilled that which he spoke with his mouth to my father David, saying, 'Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build a house in, that my name might be there, neither chose I any man to be ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel.' Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yahweh God of Israel. But Yahweh said to David my father, 'Forasmuch as it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well in that it was in your heart. Notwithstanding, you shall not build the house, but your son which shall come forth out of your loins, he shall build the house for my name. Yahweh, therefore, has performed his word that he has spoken, for I have risen up in the place of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built the house for the name of Yahweh God of Israel. And in it have I put the ark, wherein is the covenant of Yahweh that he made with the children of Israel. And he stood before the altar of Yahweh in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court, and upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven, and said, 'O Yahweh God of Israel, there is no God like you in the heaven nor in the earth, which keeps covenant and shows mercy to your servants that walk before you with all their hearts. You which have kept with your servant David my father that which you have promised him, and spoke with your mouth and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, O Yahweh God of Israel, keep with your servant David my father that which you have promised him, saying, "There shall not fail you a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that your children take heed to their way to walk in my law, as you have walked before me. Now then, O Yahweh God of Israel, let your word be verified, which you have spoken to your servant David. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this house which I have built? Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of your servant and to his supplication, O Yahweh my God, to listen unto the cry and the prayer which your servant prays before you, that your eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof you have said that you would put your name there, to listen unto the prayer which your servant prays toward this place. Listen therefore unto the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear you from your dwelling place, even from heaven, and when you hear, forgive. If a man sins against his neighbour, and an oath is laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath comes before your altar in this house, then hear you from heaven, and do and judge your servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And if your people Israel are put to the worse before the enemy, because they have sinned against you, and shall return and confess your name, and pray and make supplication before you in this house, then hear you from the heavens, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again to the land which you gave to them and to their fathers. When the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, yet if they pray toward this place, and confess your name, and turn from their sin, when you do afflict them, then hear you from heaven, and forgive the sin of your servants and of your people Israel, when you have taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance. If there is famine in the land, if there is pestilence, if there is blasting or mildew, locusts or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all your people Israel, when every one shall know his own plague and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear you from heaven your dwelling place, and forgive and render to every man according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you only know the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear you to walk in your ways so long as they live in the land which you gave to our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger which is not of your people Israel, but has come from a far country for your great name's sake, and your mighty hand, and your stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear you from the heavens, even from your dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calls to you for, that all the people of the earth may know your name, and fear you, as do your people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. If your people go out to war against their enemies by the way that you shall send them, and they pray to you toward this city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for your name, then hear you from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no man which sins not, and you are angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near, yet if they turn back themselves in the land where they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto you in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly, if they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have carried them captives, and pray toward their land, which you gave unto their fathers, and toward the city which you have chosen, and toward the house which I have built for your name, then hear you from the heavens, even from your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people which have sinned against you. Now, my God, let, I beseech you, your ears be open, and let your ears be attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, O Yahweh God, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Yahweh God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness. O Yahweh God, turn not away the face of your anointed. Remember the mercies of David your servant. 1 Second Chronicles chapter 7. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering, and the sacrifices, and the glory of Yahweh filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of Yahweh, because the glory of Yahweh had filled Yahweh's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of Yahweh upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures for ever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before Yahweh. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of Yahweh, which David the king had made to praise Yahweh, because his mercy endures forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also at the same time Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath to the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart, for the goodness that Yahweh had shown unto David, and to Solomon, and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of Yahweh, and in his own house he prosperously completed. And Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my ears shall be open, and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there for ever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of your kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David your father, saying, there shall not fail you a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to every one that passes by it, so that he shall say, Why has Yahweh done thus to this land and to this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook Yahweh God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore he has brought all this evil upon them. 2 Chronicles chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years wherein Solomon had built the house of Yahweh and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them, and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath-Sobal, and prevailed against it. and he built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the storage cities which he built in Hamath. Also he built Beth Horon, the upper, and Beth Horon, the lower, fenced cities with walls, gates, and bars, and Baalath, and all the storage cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities, and the cities of the horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and throughout all the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which were not of Israel, but of their children who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel consume not, them did Solomon make to pay tribute until this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250 that bore rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David to the house that he had built for her. For he said, My wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy whereunto the ark of Yahweh has come. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yahweh on the altar of Yahweh which he had built before the porch. Even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses on the Sabbaths and on the new moons and on the solemn feasts, three times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread and in the feast of weeks and in the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed according to the order of David his father the courses of the priests to their service and the Levites to their charges to praise and minister before the priests as the duty of every day required. The porters also by their courses at every gate, for so had David the man of God commanded. And they departed not from the commandment of the king unto the priests and Levites concerning any matter, or concerning the treasuries. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared unto the day of the foundation of the house of Yahweh, and until it was finished. So the house of Yahweh was perfected. Then went Solomon to Ezion-Geba and to Eloth at the sea side in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him by the hands of his servants ships, and servants that had knowledge of the sea, and they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and took there 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon. 2 Chronicles chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great company, and camels that bore spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she had come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, and there was nothing hidden by Solomon which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, It was a true report which I heard in my own land of your acts and of your wisdom. However, I believed not their words until I came, and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of your wisdom was not told me, for you exceed the fame that I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, which stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh your God, which delighted in you to set you on his throne, to be king for Yahweh your God, because your God loved Israel, to establish them for ever. Therefore made he you king over them, to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices in great abundance, and precious stones, neither was there any such spices as the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the servants also of Hiram, and the servants of Solomon, which bought gold from Ophir, bought algum trees and precious stones, and the king made of the algum trees terraces to the house of Yahweh, and to the king's palace, and harps and psalteries for singers, and there was none such seen before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides that which she had brought to the king. So she turned and went away to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that which merchantmen and traders bought, and all the kings of Arabia and governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold, 600 shekels of beaten gold went to one target. And 300 shields made he of beaten gold, 300 shekels of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and stays on each side of the sitting place, and 2 lions standing by the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom, and all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver, it was nothing to be accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Haran. Every 3 years once came the ships of Tarshish bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom, and all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom that God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, and garments, armour and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And he reigned over all the kings from the river, even to the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. And they brought to Solomon horses out of Egypt and out of all lands. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer against Jeroboam the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel for 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. 2 Chronicles chapter 10. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem did all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore ease you somewhat the grievous servitude of your father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve you." And he said to them, "Come again to me after 3 days," and the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, "What counsel give you me to return answer to this people?" And they spoke to him, saying, "If you are kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be your servants for ever." But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him, that stood before him. And he said to them, "What advice give you that we may return answer to this people which have spoken to me, saying, 'Ease somewhat the yoke that your father did put upon us'?" And the young men that were brought up with him spoke to him, saying, "Thus shall you answer the people that spoke to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but made you it somewhat lighter for us.' Thus shall you say to them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king ordered, saying, Come again to me on the third day. And the king answered them roughly, and King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men, and answered them after the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add thereto. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king listened not to the people, for the cause was of God, that Yahweh might perform his word, which he spoke by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king would not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David, and we have no inheritance in the son of Jesse? Every man to your tents, O Israel, and now, David, see to your own house. So all Israel went to their tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot, to flee to Jerusalem. And Israel has rebelled against the house of David unto this day. 2 Chronicles chapter 11. And when Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he gathered of the house of Judah and Benjamin 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. But the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, Thus says Yahweh, You shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, return every man to his house, for this thing is done by me. And they obeyed the words of Yahweh, and returned from going against Jeroboam. And Rehoboam dwelt in Jerusalem, and built cities for defence in Judah. He built even Bethlehem, and Echam, and Tekoa, and Bethzur, and Shoco, and Adullam, and Gath, and Marashah, and Ziph, and Adoraim, and Lachish, and Ezekar, and Zorah, and Ajalon, and Hebron, which are in Judah and in Benjamin, fenced cities. And he fortified the strongholds, and put captains in them, and stores of victuals, and of oil, and wine. And in every separate city he put shields and spears, and made them exceedingly strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. And the priests and the Levites that were in all Israel resorted to him out of all their coasts. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possessions and came to Judah and Jerusalem, for Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest's office unto Yahweh. And he ordained him priests for the high places, and for the devils, and for the calves which he had made. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek Yahweh, God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto Yahweh, God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. And Rehoboam took him Mahalath, the daughter of Jerimoth, the son of David, to wife, and Abihail, the daughter of Eliab, the son of Jesse, which bore him children, Jeush, and Shamariah, and Zaham. And after her he took Machah, the daughter of Absalom, which bore him Abijah, and Attai, and Ziza, and Shelemith. And Rehoboam loved Machah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and his concubines, for he took 18 wives and 80 concubines, and begot 28 sons and 80 daughters. And Rehoboam made Abijah the son of Machah, the chief, to be ruler among his brethren, for he thought to make him king, and he dealt wisely, and dispersed of all his children throughout all the countries of Judah and Benjamin to every fenced city. And he gave them food in abundance, and he desired many wives. 2 Chronicles chapter 12. And it came to pass, when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of Yahweh and all Israel with him. And it came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem, because they had transgressed against Yahweh, with 1,200 chariots and 80,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, the Lubims, the Succims, and the Ethiopians. And he took the fenced cities which pertained to Judah, and came to Jerusalem. Then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam, and to the princes of Judah that were gathered together to Jerusalem, because of Shishak, and said to them, Thus says Yahweh, you have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, Yahweh is righteous. And when Yahweh saw that they humbled themselves, the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless they shall be his servants, that they may know my service, and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. So Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem, and took away the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king's house. He took all. He carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made, instead of which King Rehoboam made shields of brass, and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. And when the king entered into the house of Yahweh, the guard came and fetched them, and brought them again into the guard chamber. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of Yahweh turned from him, that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah things went well. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned, for Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which Yahweh had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah an Ammonitess. And he did evil, because he prepared not his heart to seek Yahweh. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer concerning genealogies? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah his son reigned in his stead.